Now, Peppa Pig has been in the papers for the last couple of days. This morning, they informed us, the newspapers, that merchandising for Peppa Pig is to break $1 billion this year. That's just amazing, isn't it, for a little pig? And we put out feelers and calls and everything to get somebody to talk to us about it. And we ended up with Miss Rabbit, and she's on the line now. Good morning, Miss Rabbit.
Good morning.
This is actually Sarah Ann Kennedy, who provides the voice of Miss Rabbit on Peppa Pig. And also, which I'm very excited about, she provides the voice of Nanny Plum in Ben and Holly. So, you were there at the start, Sarah Ann, at the beginning when Peppa Pig was made originally in 2004 for Channel 5.
I was, yes. We, Mark and Nev, or Mark really, approached me. We shared a studio in Soho, and he said to me, "Oh, what? You know, first of all, he said, actually, do you know anyone who'd like to write, you know, on this series we've got a commission for?" And I was going, "Oh, I don't know." I was trying to think of all these people, and then he said, "No, I mean you. Would you like to write on it?" I went, "Oh, yes, all right." So I only wrote a couple of episodes, and then one of those episodes had someone working on the till, and they asked me to do the voice because I'd done some other voices before. I was Dolly in Pond Life,
right?
And so I did that, and then they just kept saying, "Oh, why don't we have Miss Rabbit running this, and why don't we have Miss Rabbit?" And we just thought it was quite funny, and Miss Rabbit just kind of ended up having lots of jobs
because she's been a bus driver and a cashier and engineer, fireman, well, firewoman, helicopter pilot, china shop.
Yeah,
I love that with the helicopter when she comes in. She's very good at that, isn't she? She saves the day so often in her little helicopter.
Yeah, and she's quite sort of enthusiastic and a sort of, and even if she's crap, she's am I allowed to say that?
You can, right? Yeah, you can.
Even if she's not very good, she's basically, she can save the day. You know, she sort of would have a go at stuff. That's what's quite good fun about her.
So, talk to us about Neville Astley then and Mark Baker and how it all came about and whose idea it was, and did you ever think it was going to be as big as it is?
No, I don't. I mean, it was Mark and Nev together. They came up with the idea for Peppa, and I don't think anyone thought it was going to be as huge as it was. I mean, it is, basically. They were just really pleased that they'd got a commission, and they went to Cartoon Forum and they bid for extra money, and they had a few different people involved in it, and so it was just exciting that it was going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know. And but they've done really well. They're perfectionists, and they work really hard, and they deserve it. You know, they're kind of hands-on.
I had this chat with somebody. What is it that, you know, separates it from, because there's so many cartoons out there and everybody's hoping for, you know, a Teletubbies or a Peppa Pig or whatever. What separates Peppa Pig from the others, do you think?
I think at the time, because they looked for a gap in the market, they wanted to do children's, because at that time it was Channel 4 had sort of changed quite a lot, and they weren't commissioning adult stuff. They made adult series before that. They did something called The Big Nights, and I did Crapston, and so they weren't commissioning adult stuff. And so Mark and Nev said, "Oh, I think we're going to try and do kids."
Right.
And they kind of did a bit of research into the market and realised there wasn't really a children's cartoon series that kind of dealt with little mini issues, you know, whether it's falling out with your best friend or not being able to ride your bike or just going shopping. And they kind of did this, wanted to make a series that children could relate to the characters and understand, and they were, so it's all, you know, like a mini soap, but obviously episodical rather than,
and of course they're 10 minutes long, or less than 10 minutes long, aren't they?
They're 5 minutes.
5 minutes long,
they're really short. Yeah, they're only 5 minutes long.
Yeah, and they've made over 200.
I don't know specifically.
Nick Jr. had a month of Peppa Pig recently. That was very popular in our house. I think I've seen them.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I think I've seen them all, Sarah Ann.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Before I had my daughter, I'd sort of seen a few and I loved them, and they were really, you know.
Yeah.
And then when I had my daughter, obviously we watched tons of them. And I really, you know, and it was, it's a really brilliant series. Yeah. I mean, it's lovely to work.
Oh,
well.
Sorry.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig.
But of course you just provide the voice. You don't have to sit through the whole putting it together part of it. Although you are an animator yourself.
I am an animator, yes. I wrote and directed a series called Crapston Villas, which was on Channel 4 in the 90s.
Right.
And And I did another series called Knights, actually, that was half live action, half animation. That was a long time ago. And then, and so, but now I teach. I run the animation course here at UCLan, University of Central Lancashire.
So, and so as a teacher then, you must have analysed, and I'm just going back to this again, about the success of Peppa Pig. Because it's very bright, isn't it? Is that, that's part of it?
It's bright colours. It's very, the drawings are very simple. They're simple shapes.
Yeah.
The issues that they deal with, all children can relate to, whether wherever they are, they can relate to them. So whether it's, I don't know, like I said about learning how to ride a bike, or you're falling out with your best friend, or all those kind of things that children all go through as they're growing up. You have the same feelings when you're little. You just don't know how to kind of handle them. So having something about all that is quite... for the children, it's
there's a bit of attitude, though,
isn't
there?
It's a strong draw.
Is there a bit of attitude?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of... you know, children have a bit of attitude.
Yeah, and then you see...
I sort of think that's quite...
gripe, and I know you're not the one to take it up with, but the portrayal of Daddy Pig, not happy with at all. Sarah Ann.
Why? Because he's a bit...
Yeah, well, he's a bumbling idiot, isn't he? That's what he is.
Yeah, he's a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Silly Daddy. Silly Daddy. F off.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I think that... it's interesting because there's in a lot of cartoons, and I wrote a paper about this actually, a lot of animated cartoons, the male character, and you've got The Simpsons and you've got lots of them actually, all the man is a bumbling idiot and the woman is kind of holds it all together. And it's quite interesting, and I kind of...
But that's not real life. Of course, you're going to say now it's a cartoon. Did you ever watch The Roadrunner and the Coyote? Do you think that was real? When he got blown up by a bomb and he came back to life?
Not.
Yes.
So I think, why is it... Anyway, I'm not going to go into it now.
Nanny Plum. Nanny Plum has so many fans. Nanny Plum rocks my world. You could cut the sexual tension between herself and the wise old elf with a knife.
Do you know, when they created that, I met... He's brilliant. He used to be on Thunderbirds, the guy on Thunderbirds with the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh no, he wasn't. He was the bloke. Oh no, I think he was the one who drove the car. Anyway, he used to be in Thunderbirds, but he's brilliant actually. But they said to us, "Oh, you've got a kind of relationship," but not. It wasn't. I don't think it was ever meant to be kind of a sort of boyfriend intimate relationship. It was more like you just find each other irritating.
But
you
really,
basically do things differently.
But you like each other as well. You see, it's that sort of. It's sort of. It's like
like a love hate.
It is a love hate, but nothing will ever happen. Just reassure me there. Nothing will ever happen between Nanny Plum.
Nothing will ever happen. Anyway, Nanny Plum's got other men after. She's got red big black beard and red beard.
Because he's there's nothing subtle about his advances.
He was supposed to be the love interest.
Yes,
he's all like.
could you say in the Nancy Plum voice? Could you not just do a little bit of magic?
Oh right. Oh, could you not just do a little bit of magic?
Is he?
I can't. All she does is that jelly flood. Yeah. All that to those ones. And yes, wise old elf.
Yeah, you're sarky as hell, aren't you? Fab Nanny Plum, best voice of a character, J&S in Cork. And my 2.5-year-old just came running into the kitchen saying Nanny Plum is on the radio. And she then listened for a bit, heard you talking, and said, "Oh, the wise old elf is on too." I don't sound like the wise old elf, do I? Yeah.
No.
That must be strange talking to Nanny Plum. It is, I have to say, it is strange. That's Nanny Plum.
I love the character. I'm very lucky, really.
Yeah. It is that she's has an edge, doesn't she?
She does have an edge, and so some people hate it. Actually, some people find her irritating, and other people absolutely love her. So she kind of is, which I think isn't a bad thing, really. She's a brilliant character to play.
I'm reading
really
this.
Really fun playing
her. Dean says, "Sarah Ann, oh my God, Nanny Plum, I would leave my wife for her."
Well, I'm I'm very flattered.
Tell Nanny Plum I'm watching her now.
What I think is quite interesting, I think Nanny Plum's quite rude and a bit nasty sometimes.
Yeah, but that's why people. That's why the adults like her, because there they are, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We'd probably prefer to be doing other things. Some of the time, we'd prefer to be with our kids watching, Ben and Holly. But other times, we'd prefer to be reading a book, or reading the paper, whatever. And we're sitting there, and then Nanny Plum comes on, and she sort of, she's a little bit for
light relief.
Exactly. She works on a different level for us, doesn't she? The adults.
Yeah.
I can't take her seriously. All I can see is Mrs. Rabbit and Nanny Plum, says Kay. Tell Miss Rabbit to give up a few of her jobs to help other people get some work on the show. Come on. There's unemployment
yeah,
there.
That's yeah, that's true. Yeah, it makes her very manic.
Is it done now or is it ongoing?
No, they've done. There's a Christmas special coming out. We did a while ago. I presume, well, yeah. So I don't know when that's coming out. It'll be Christmas time. And yes, then they've just been commissioned to do a new Peppa Pig series. So I know they're writing that at the moment. So I don't know when they'll record it and when it'll be. And it all takes quite a long time, animation.
And
so
Ben and Holly.
Ben
and Holly, is that ongoing or?
I don't know about Ben and Holly. They might do it. I know Mark and Nev and Phil were really tired. They had worked really hard and they did years of it. It was 10 years, I think, almost back to back of Ben and Holly and Peppa. And they had some time out. And obviously they've come back to do this now. So they're just, having. I'm not sure.
So for you then, right, Miss Rabbit or Nanny Plum?
Which is my favourite.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think Nanny, I don't know. It's really hard to say because Miss Rabbit's got her own kind of unique quality. I love her sort of absolute enthusiasm and her sort of, come on, chocks away, we're all really... You know, she's slightly posher and slightly, only slightly, but she's sort of her... And no matter how rubbish she is at something, she still really gives it a good old go. You know, come on, let's get the train. And, you know, she's... I love that. But then also I love Nanny because she's quite sarky and it's a bigger role as well, so obviously you can get your teeth into it more. So,
and is there more of Sarah Ann Kennedy in Nanny Plum than in Miss Rabbit? What a ridiculous question.
Probably. I'm probably more a bit like Nanny Plum.
Yeah, I think you are. I've only met you across this line five minutes ago. Yeah. Anyway, a real pleasure to talk to you, Sarah Ann. And I don't know how I'm going to go home and tell my 7-year-old daughter that I was speaking to Nanny Plum and Miss Rabbit. It's going to, her head will explode. But a real pleasure. Thanks, Sarah Ann. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on Today FM.